Yo, what's up? 10:59 a.m. Beat the 11 a.m. mark. So, episode 146, July 1st. That's all in the... Well, I don't know why I need to repeat that. That's the title of the episode. And it's today, probably. This is getting off to a bad start. That's all right. I can't think of an exceptional start that's happened recently. They're all... let's just do the fucking news and get out of here. It's a holiday weekend. It's Saturday. You're on a beach, maybe. You're... or not. Most of you aren't. It's a terrible weekend to travel. Everybody's... when everybody's traveling. You should, but everybody gets off at the same time. They should maybe stagger holidays like that. Say it's 4th, I understand 4th of July is 4th of July, but it's not the 4th of July, it's 4th of July weekend. So everybody gets off 4th of July, right? But then you give the weekend out. Say, hey, if you're, I don't know, do it in alphabetical order. You know, you do the A's through the D's this weekend. I don't know how to divide it up, but I think there's a plan in there. Some people get screwed, sure. Some people are taking 4th of July weekend in October. But Christmas is going to be a little tricky. But I think there's a... you don't have everybody going at the same time. Thanksgiving is a clusterfuck because everybody's going. And then... you do it alphabetical by last name, so... and if you happen to have a different... you know, you get... you change your name or something, you screwed. Too bad. It's like this... gotta crack down. It's like the travel ban. I think it's like, you know, if somebody's like your uncle, they're not your family. Too fucking bad. It's like a travel ban, but inside the United States for Americans. You can't go anywhere on those unless it's your weekend. I mean, I'd have to work out the finer points. I'm not presenting this to Congress, but I think there's something there, and I think it would be good for the travel industry. So let's look into that. All right, what's going on in the news? Probably nothing. Well, nothing. I gotta admit, I already woke up and looked at Twitter, and Trump is a fucking, you know, morning Joe war still with that guy. So, not an embarrassment to this country. Just know if you're in another country listening to this, we are, a bunch of us are embarrassed. And there's about 30% that are not. But... let's face it, can you go to any country and not find 30% of it to be kind of like, something questionable? Is there a country that's 80%? I think probably all 70%. Like, okay. Okay, let's just, that's a shooting, don't want to talk about shootings. Well, this isn't... with a single warrant, U.S. feds listened to 3.3 million phone calls. Who's making all these phone calls? I haven't... it's a lot of people talking to their mom. That's my phone calls. Always to my mother. I probably should call my mom today. Wait till tomorrow. Sunday, that's mom day. That's, call your mom day. When's the last time? I forget. It might be 2 weeks. If it's 2 weeks, then you gotta call. Otherwise, the next time I call, it'll be like, why don't you call? And then I say, hey, why don't you call me if you want to fucking talk? I got nothing to say. And then they don't have an answer for that. And they got nothing to say either. Nothing. It's not like they want to talk. What do they want to talk about? We have nothing. There's nothing to talk about. That's why we don't call. Nobody talks on the phone anymore. It's nothing to talk about. You text vital information. There's nothing to discuss. Yeah. So, what we're gonna? My dad wants to talk about audiobooks, and I don't listen to them. So, let's see. It's more shootings. A lot of shootings. But let's not talk about guns. New Jersey government shuts down after failure to meet budget deadline. Oh no, New Jersey. Does that mean I can't go to the aquarium in Camden? This is the first public thing. This is pop-up city. Fuck that shit. New York CBS local. Why can't they just is CBS that harder for dough? They can't have legitimate ads that don't fucking pop up. Let's see. What the? Is this that Chris Christie's fault? Let's just say it is. I don't need to see it anymore. I'm not planning on going to New Jersey. I'm not going there till they open the government back up. I will be in Bloomington, Indiana next weekend. Anybody there? I'll be there at the Comedy Attic. Attic? Yeah. With Mike Birbiglia. Of course, anything I do in comedy is owed to Mike Birbiglia. What a guy. So that'll be fun. Probably all sold out, but maybe tickets. Let me know if you're there. I don't know if anybody listens to shows in Indiana. Nobody that I've talked to, anyway. Man, another shoot. All these. Fire festival organizer charged with wire fraud. This guy got arrested. That fire festival that was, people spent like $10,000 to see, who ran that? Ja Rule? Was that? I mean, it was, I forget who. That's not the guy that got charged. I mean, it was like, I think Ja Rule put his name on, which really, yeah, it's Ja Rule, there he is. Well, last time those people paid $10,000 to see Ja Rule. U.S. teen birth rate drops to all-time low. Well, I guess that's good. Right? Although it is sweet seeing these little kids in high school with the, you know, pregnant and having children. Babies having babies. What's cuter than that? But I guess it's better that they wait till they have to take fertility drugs. I think it's now everybody waits till they're established. And I'm waiting for nothing. Never. But that's good. Look at us. USA. USA. In your face, rest of the world. Oh, that's not... Cocaine tests are positive for 12 racing greyhounds in Orange Park. They're giving these racing dogs cocaine? I'm not even going to open up this article. You know, I never really thought that, I guess, I mean, it makes sense. Give cocaine to an animal, it'll be... What a life. You're already racing dogs, which makes you kind of a piece of shit. I can't imagine it's not... Is that what dogs really want to be doing? Racing? And now you're coking them up? That might be a... That's a... Those are some bad people. I hope... I know I'm supposed to be anti-jail, but I am pro-jail for someone coking up a dog. Fuck you. Minneapolis approves $15 minimum wage. Well, that's fun. Good for them. What's the problem? Minimum wage, it's got to be the minimum to live. You got to be able to live. $15 an hour isn't fucking insane. And then it's like, oh, but then they'll have less employees that can't pay as many people. Well, if you pay, yeah, that's just the fucking thing. They have to, if it was $5, then they'd be able to have more employees and none of them would be able to eat. Or pay rent. What the fuck is your point? If it was a dollar, they could have all the employees. I would have a bunch of employees if the minimum wage was a dollar an hour. Not everybody can have fucking employees. You have to have enough money to pay people. It's not based on, oh, I can have more employees if I pay less money. What the fuck? They act like labor isn't... It's like, oh, if you're running a store, you're like, oh, I would make more money if you charge less. If I paid you less money for this stuff that I'm gonna sell, I would make more money. So why don't I do that? It doesn't fucking... You don't get to determine the price of like the fucking goods, but for some reason, for people, you should be able to say whatever the fuck you want. Go fuck your mother. Pay people $15 an hour minimum wage. Or whatever it is that's determined that you need to just fucking live. Not saying... Nobody's trying to get rich working in like retail or fast food shit, but they should be able to fucking... It's a job that people don't want to do. And they'll be replaced with kiosks and shit in the next 10 years, so don't fucking worry about it. And then they'll be getting, you know, everybody's going to be getting a goddamn lifetime wage for nothing. So then everybody, that'll really piss some of these people off. Well, good for you, Minneapolis. I'm no economics expert. I did take economics class in college some years ago. It was a community college. Yeah, I graduated from a real college, but I think I took economics at community college. But whatever. Don't worry about it. I don't remember anything. I remember some stuff. I remember thinking economics is some weird shit. All right, that's it. Let's fucking get out of here. Tomorrow, I'll talk to you then. So, yeah, whatever. You can email me. You can tweet at me. I'm not even going to give you the information to do that with, but it's pretty... I said it in a bunch of other shit. Google around. You can find it. If you want to get a hold of me, I'm around. You can do it. All right. Talk to you tomorrow. We love you.